প্রভু কায়সন শিপা দিহার কারণ দূর মরে মূর্খ দেখি করিল শাসন Yes, you are right, my dear Prakashananda Saraswati, you are right. But there is reason why do I do it. Now I can explain to you. When I took sannyas from my Guru Maharaj, from my spiritual master, he found me a rascal, a fool number one rascal. So, Guru Mare Murkhadegi Kurido Sashan. So, because he found me a foolish person, therefore he has chastised me. Why? What is that? He said, Murkhadumi, you are foolish, you have no education, you are illiterate. Tomara nahi Vedanta. It is not possible for you to understand Vedanta. Krishna mantra japa sada ehi mantra sada. Therefore, he simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. That will make you all right. Now here is the point, that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a foolish person? No, he was not a foolish person. In his childhood, he was known as Nimai Pandit. Greatest learned man, even when he was 16 years old, he defeated another very learned fellow from Kashmir. So he was a reputed scholar. And he was known, and Prakashananda Saraswati knew it, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even in his Grihastha Ashram or in his household life, he was a teacher of man, logic. And he is a learned man. He knew it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that my spiritual master found me a rascal, a fool. Therefore, he said that you have no chance for understanding Vedanta. Therefore, you take to this principle, chant simply Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is the purpose of presenting himself as fool and rascal? The idea is that in this age, 99.9% are fools and rascals. Therefore, it is very difficult for them to understand what is the purpose of Vedanta. He is representing himself as one of the fools and rascals.